Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. What a week it has been. Seriously, probably one of the craziest weeks of my life. Here's what's happening. So my daughter leaves for college next week, which, by the way, I'm having frequent emotional breakdowns as a result. I'm also packing up and moving out of my place. And on top of that, I'm getting ready to go to Europe for like 6 weeks. Just a lot is happening in my neck of the woods. But here's the good thing that did happen. I came across my very first vision board, which is what this podcast is all about. More specifically, it's about why vision boards are a complete waste of time. And I'm going to give you something else to try instead. So hear me out, okay? Because I know some of you out there love to do vision boards. And this is not an anti-vision board post as much as helping you look at why your vision board may not be working. So I remember the year 2006. It was when the book The Secret had just been released. Yes, that whole law of attraction scene had finally arrived, and I was hooked. I loved the idea. It made so much sense to me. So around that same time, I received my very first invite to a vision board party, and I RSVP'd immediately, yes, I will be there. Because I'm the kind of gal, I'll try almost anything once. Notice I said almost anything. So I was committed to this party. So I gathered my magazines and a poster board and a bottle of wine, and off I went. So here we are. We met in a friend's living room, like a giddy group of kindergartners, except we had wine, which made it even better. And we were cutting and pasting and celebrating, and I thought it was fabulous. And I also thought it was a little bit weird, I'll have to admit. But I also thought meditation was a bit strange at the time. So over the course of 6 hours, I created my very first vision board. It was full of images of Paris, a beautiful closet, friends laughing, sunsets, beaches, and a bottle of Petrus, which is a fine French wine. You know, my vision board had most of what everybody's vision board has. Beautiful images, right? Maybe you and I even have had some of the same cutouts in our vision boards. So I happily went home with a proud sense of accomplishment. I had my first vision board. Honestly, I had full intention of framing it and putting it on my wall, but instead, I had it on my kitchen counter for a while, and then it was propped up against the leg of my desk, and eventually it made its way into the back of my closet, and I never looked at that vision board again. Now, around the same time in my life, I found myself at a restaurant with a table full of strangers who seemed to be much more wine knowledgeable than me. And for some odd reason, I still can't figure out why, I, of all people at that table, was handed the wine list. Initially, I was proud that I was the one chosen to select the wine, as this is something that I had wanted to be proficient at doing. I mean, I had a bottle of fine wine on my vision board, right? This was my moment, but I froze. The fact was, I knew nothing about wine. My wine experience up to this point was Merlot and Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. Now, I know some of you out there know what I'm talking about. It's clearly not even wine. I'm not sure what it is. But here's the deal. I didn't know a Bordeaux from a Beaujolais. And pronouncing them, I wasn't even close. I'm sure it came out like Bordeaux and Beaujolais. I don't know. I don't even think I attempted it at that time. However, in that moment of social panic, I did the old point at a random wine on the list based on the price and said to the waiter, "Oh, this one, please." I was clearly really good at faking it. After that evening, I made a firm yet silent commitment to myself that I was going to explore the world of wine so that I never feel like an idiot when a wine list was passed my way. See, the vision board that I made at the party with my girlfriends was pretty and inspirational. However, it didn't offer me knowledge about wine. I needed to do something. So I did what I now teach my clients to do. I took inspired action. I didn't sit around and chant mantras such as, I am a wine connoisseur, nor did I stare at bottles of wine expecting knowledge to be downloaded into my brain. And no, I did not make yet another vision board, one that completely was wine-centric. Instead, here's what I did. I researched various sommelier programs, and after taking a big leap of faith and investing a big chunk of time and money, I signed up. The next thing I knew, I was sitting in a class full of wine-curious people just like myself. And after a lot of embarrassing moments, like the time I shouted out, I love rose wine. Yes, I pronounced it like the flower instead of the correct way, which is rosé. I graduated. And I continued to dive into the world of wine, which led me to publishing restaurant reviews and get paid to eat and drink. It led to me attending exquisite food and wine festivals around the country where I was able to taste some of the finest and limited released wines for free and create wine programs so that others could enjoy what I had been experiencing. You see, by taking inspired action, my life changed. So after that story, you may be wondering, so Tanya, why are vision boards a waste of time? Well, let me tell you, here's the problem with vision boards. So a couple of years later, after my vision board party, I was invited back to that same party. And I'll have to admit, I was curious about how everyone's life was unfolding, so I decided to go. This time, however, I didn't bring magazines or a poster board. I did bring a bottle of wine, however. You know what? I will never turn down an opportunity to catch up with a fabulous group of ladies over wine. So here's what happened. I watched the same group of women cut out the same type of pictures and talk about the same type of dreams from a couple years prior. But I noticed that something was very different this time. Their lives were still the same as 2 years before. Mine had changed dramatically. They had created vision boards. I had lived out the vision. I haven't created a vision board since. And here's what I want you to know. The power isn't in the images. It is within you. Now, before all you vision board lovers get all in a tizzy, I want you to hear me out. Please. Here's what I do believe. I do firmly believe in the law of attraction. I equally believe in the law of action. I believe we must show up for our dreams. I believe that in order for a woman to change, she needs to know which direction she wants to go. Yes, she needs to know what she wants. And I believe a main factor in creating your vision is committing to falling in love with your life right now. In fact, I believe in this so much that I created a playbook to inspire you on how to do just that. It's called Je t'aime la vie, which means I love you, my life. If that's something that you're interested in, and I hope you are, because I think the secret to creating whatever we want is to fully love where we are right now, because what you focus on grows, right? And it's not how we are taught to think. We're taught to actually resist our life and to hate it and to try to change from a place of resistance. And what I've discovered is that when you train yourself to look for what you love and to fall in love with what is happening right now, it gets better. So if that's something you're interested in and you want the free copy of Je t'aime la vie, which is I love you, my life, head over to frenchkisslife.com/love. And I would love to give this to you. Okay, back to what I believe. Now, I'm sure it could be argued that my cutting and pasting a bottle of Petrus onto my vision board set my desire to become a sommelier in motion. And yes, I insist on having beautiful images and artwork around my desk and my home that inspire me, just not in vision board format. I mean, you should see right now, I have this gorgeous, it's actually four pieces and it's huge. It covers a whole wall and it's all paintings of bookends that I love. The Joy of Cooking. There's a book about Audrey Hepburn. Gone with the Wind is on there. I'm a Southern girl. Of course, I love Gone with the Wind. But I constantly am very aware of what I surround myself with in terms of visual imagery. But I just don't sit around doing vision boards anymore because I just don't feel that they work unless you show up and you live out that vision. Since diving into the world of personal development, which I love, by the way, it's unfortunate that I've seen far too many people sit around talking and pretending to work on their dreams. They take classes without ever doing the real work. They put up a dating profile without responding to a request. They read financial books without ever sitting down and running the numbers. They have a bookmarks bar full of delicious recipes without ever attempting to cook any of them. They read fashion blogs without ever buying a new outfit. They attend conferences or retreats without implementing one thing they've learned. And yes, these tend to be the same people who create beautiful vision boards without ever showing up for their vision. I know of people who've created vision boards for years and their lives are still the same. Why is that? Well, I think they expected the vision board to do the work for them instead of them working the vision. I like to call this distraction action. When I think about my first and last vision board experience, it was a great time. It was fun to be surrounded by people who are positive, laughter, a sense of possibility, beautiful imagery, and creativity. If that's what you're looking for and desiring, then by all means, create a vision board because feeling good is always a good thing. However, if you are frustrated that your vision board isn't working, let me make a suggestion. Instead of taking 6 hours to make a vision board, because let's face it, when you go and gather all of your materials and cut and paste and plan it all out, it's probably about 6 hours or maybe even more. Here's what I suggest you do. If you are serious about making your dreams come true, you may want to consider taking that same amount of time it would require to make a vision board and perhaps use that time to actually live out your vision. So let me give you some examples. Do you want a beautiful home? Is that the image that you would put on your vision board? Well, go to Home Depot and grab some paint and color one of your rooms. Do you want a better job? Well, polish up your resume and send out some emails. Do you desire a man? Well, then put on your best outfit and go out and engage in the world. Make yourself available for that man to find you. Do you want a beach vacation? Well, set a date, buy a bikini, and figure out how to make it happen. Do you want more clients? Well, you got to stop hiding and you have to start putting yourself out there with your message unapologetically. Do you want to lose weight? Well, then put on those shoes and head to the gym. Go for a walk. Do you desire to visit Paris? Well, go online and start researching tickets. So, my friend, here we are. I don't think it's a coincidence that you are here listening to this to the very end. So I beg of you, for the love of all things French, don't pretend to work on your dreams. Make a commitment to show up and live it. You all know, if you've been around me for any amount of time, and maybe you're just coming into my world, but I am committed to French Kissing Life. I started the French Kiss Life movement. And when you think about French Kissing Life, it's about passion. It's about showing up. It's about having courage and confidence and doing it in style. And it's about taking inspired action. It's about deeply engaging in your experience. It's about living in your dream, not just thinking or reading about it. So that is why I think vision boards are a waste of time. You got to work the vision. You got to show up. So, as always, I'd love to hear your opinion. If you want to head over to my blog at tanyalee.com and let's chat about this in the comments. And if you are really wanting to feel more feminine and free and fall in love with your life, again, I highly encourage you to check out my free playbook called Je t'aime la vie, which means I love you, my life. And you can find that at frenchkisslife.com/love. Speaking of love, I love all of you, and I hope you have a beautiful week, and I look forward to chatting with you soon. Cheers.